Radioactive!
Hi, my name is Zeb Tuji with KOW's Radioactive Youth Media. Art, art, art.
Art?
How would you define art?
Art?
Is it that song that perfectly describes your mood? Or the painting you saw at Starbucks the other day?
Art.
Would you call yourself an artist?
Art.
I wouldn't really consider myself an artist. I mean, I did make a really cool drawing in math class the other day, but it wasn't that good. I've always associated being artists with knowing how to draw and painting really well.
Art.
Until I realized that poetry, film, music, and a lot of other things are also art. And since I love to write poetry and make films, I guess that makes me an artist as well. It's nice to think that sometimes we have a talent that we just don't know about yet. Sort of like a student at Northwestern University in Chicago. She won her school district's art contest by accident. Here's Radioactive's Madeline Eubank for more.
Welcome to AP Studio Art 3D Design class. Clay is flying. Paint is splattering.
Normally, I don't know what I'm doing. That's always been me in art.
This is Amal Ahmed, my roommate. She enrolled in 3D studio art in her junior year at Plano West Senior High School. Many of her classmates had aspirations to be professional artists, but Amal just hoped to do well in the class. Their assignment for second semester was to compile a portfolio of concentration pieces. In art, concentration is the repeated use of a single concept, for example, charcoal, geometric shapes, or human anatomy. Amal's concentration was light. For her first piece, she was inspired by a cute lamp she found while scouring design blogs. The shade of the lamp was fashioned from tape, so Amal took a light bulb and got to work. She rolled tape after tape after tape and stuck the tiny rolls together until she had a bowl of sorts. She put a light bulb under the bowl and voila, a lamp. Her teacher, Suzanne Shelton, loved it, but not the light, just the tape.
She liked the concept of the tape more than the light, so she really encouraged me to look at using that material and just expanding that. So
she kept rolling tape.
And like when I made the first piece, I didn't realize that for the next like 4 months, I would just be doing the same thing, the same motion, you know, like I'd just be ripping tape, rolling it, sticking it. I used every roll of tape that my art teacher had. That was what I was doing for 4 months, you know.
Every class period, she sat on the floor and rolled tape.
It was just, I really didn't have a reason for it, you know, I was just kind of doing it because it was fun.
Eventually, her bowl became a stream of flowing adhesives. And even though her artistic decisions were quite arbitrary, it looked incredible.
I think we actually had like a guest, like a college professor who just came to kind of talk to us about like art as a profession. And he stuck around after he came to talk to us. And I think he pointed at my thing. He was like, hey, that's really cool. I like that. You should keep doing that. And I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Like, what are you talking about? You know?
So she did keep doing it. The upcycling inspired her. That notion of transforming trash into an art form.
You know, you have to buy clay, you have to buy plaster, and it has that very specific purpose of being turned into art. So it's kind of cool to just use something that doesn't normally, you know, doesn't normally count as art, as an art material.
She made it her mission to turn tape, the ordinary, into the extraordinary. Roll after roll, form after form, sculpture after sculpture, she built twists, turns, and towers of masking tape. At her teacher's recommendation, she submitted her first tape sculpture to the district art contest.
So I entered that in this art contest, and I wasn't sure. I was just like, you know, I think it's cool. My art teacher thinks it's cool. I don't know if anyone else will.
But as it happens, the judges loved her masking tape conglomeration. She received the highest score possible. So her work moved on to state competitions, the Texas Visual Scholastic Event, and the Texas Art Education Show.
Which was really cool because, you know, there were all these amazing pieces, these paintings and, like, other sculptures that, I mean, I don't know how much thought other people put into theirs, but they looked amazing and, like, you know, they look like they have all the symbolism and whatever, and, I mean, especially some of the paintings, you know, you can see their technique, and for me, it was just that I had sat there for, like, 4 hours and just rolled tape and stuck it together just because I could. And people thought it was art, you know, and it was kind of baffling.
Amal's tape structures are truly breathtaking. She attributes this to their very organic shapes. Many resemble honeycombs or coral. But they're made of tape, a very inorganic and unnatural substance.
Like, if you've ever made art, on some level, you can have a lot of symbolism, but on another level, it's just what people see in it. You know, it's like you make something, and then you can watch someone look at it and see something entirely different. Which is always kind of cool, because it's like, someone might be really into it, and they will see something that you never imagined, even though you made it.
It was pure coincidence. It was office supplies. It was hours spent on the floor, rolling, rolling, and rolling more tape. It was sheer boredom on display. But it was also art.
And what do you think defines art?
I don't know. I think before I was in art, it was sort of this thing that was very technical and very skill, you know. It's like, it has to be beautiful and it has to mean something. And then I think I realized working on this that might not be true. Like, it can just be whatever you want it to be, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be the Mona Lisa, or it doesn't have to be, you know, the Sistine Chapel or something. It doesn't have to be Picasso. It can just be whatever you want.
For Radioactive, this is Madeline Eubank.
If art is in the eye of the beholder, could anything be art? Is the power with the artist or the audience? In our next story, Kendra Hanna talks to a 15-year-old artist. He has to balance making art for himself and for others.
I don't know, it's just weird.
Why is it weird?
Because you're interviewing me.
This is Keaton Hanna. He is 15, and he's my little brother.
I sculpt.
He sculpts constantly. Every time I walk past his bedroom door, he's at his desk in front of this giant mess of clay. And he makes these figurines. These figurines fall into two major groups. There's his cool stuff, that's the stuff that he likes, the stuff that he designs himself.
We are looking at a deer dragon.
His best piece is this delicate, weird deer creature.
But like also kind of like foresty. It's supposed to have moss growing on it.
But then there's the second group, and they don't look how he wants them to look. And that's because that's the stuff he makes money off of.
So like Elsa's, Disney princesses, How to Train Your Dragon characters, stuff like that.
All pop culture references. He sells them all at his school's craft fair. Every year he makes a ton of money, but it's not what he wants to be making.
Why don't you just make more of this type of stuff and sell them at the craft fair?
Because people don't buy it. It means I can't make them all the time.
So he's at this dilemma where he can make money or he can make the things that he wants. Right now he's in the middle. He makes Disney princesses, but also these strange original creatures. He could probably just walk dogs and make money that way. But he would rather just make someone else's cartoon characters. Because he still just likes making art.
People introduce me like, hey, this is the artist kid I was talking to you about. I personally enjoy it because that's my favorite thing to do, so might as well be known for it.
And he's glad he can spend all his time making art.
What would happen if you just stopped?
Be an adult, no.
For Radioactive, I'm Kendra Hanna.
If you like this podcast, you can visit our webpage, kuow.org/radioactive for more. Special thanks to Madeline Eubank, Kendra Hanna, and Chris Odie. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, Radioactive Youth Media, and our Twitter, KUOW Radioactive. Thanks for listening. I'm Azeb Tuji.